主内兄弟姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters in Christ, peace to all of you.
今天 Mark 读也好。
Mark read it very well today.
平等。
It's very long. Good job.
咱三祈祷。
Let's pray.
特别上帝求你，佮打开阮的目睭，会看到伫你话语内面，你是万王的王，万主的主。
Or maybe may you open our eyes, Lord, in your words that you are King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
帮助阮的生命真实。顺服归服在你的面前。
Lord, that we will be able to follow you and come before you.
安尼祈祷上主啊，赦免求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 伫受难最下落尾一礼拜是叫做圣周。
In the Lent, the last week of Lent,
it's called
the Holy Week.
圣周的开始就是今仔日，就是中秋节。
The first day of the Holy Week, which is today, is the Palm Sunday.
中秋节是纪念了主进入了耶路撒冷，进入了圣殿。
Palm Sunday remembers Christ going to Jerusalem, going to the temple.
咱今仔日是要集中了，要看这个中秋节，这个主进入了耶路撒冷的这样代志。
Today we'll focus on Palm Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
但是咱都忘未记了圣周。
But let us not forget the Holy Week.
圣周是伫咱基督教参赛第重要的一个礼拜。
And for Christians, this is the most important time.
主耶稣参赛是伫历史内最第重要的一个人物。
Jesus is the most important person in the history.
伊的生活是咱需要来去研究，咱需要来明白。
We need to study his life and to understand him.
但是主耶稣的生活里面最重要的一礼拜就是圣周那礼拜，伊落尾一礼拜。
And in Jesus' life, the most important week is this final part in the final week.
这个四福音也是会证明出来。
And you can see it from the four Gospels.
四福音用也做伊的材料讲到主耶稣的落尾一礼拜。
And the content of the Gospel talks about a lot of the time. It talks about the last week of Christ's life. Jesus lived for 33 years.
大部分的先福音的材料是讲到伊三年的侍奉。
And this whole the gospel talked about the 3 years of Jesus' life.
但是更加多材料是讲到主的落尾一礼拜。
But the majority of this talks about the final week of Jesus' life.
马太福音用四分之一。的材料讲到主一个圣诶，罗马礼拜。
One fourth of the content of the Gospel of Matthew talks about this final week of Jesus' life.
对马太福音21到28都是主一个罗马礼拜。
And Matthew 21 to 28 talks about this final week of Jesus' life.
马可更加多，马可用三分之一的材料讲到主的罗马礼拜。
And Mark, the content is puts one third of it.In the final week of Jesus' life.
对马可福音十一章到十六章。
And it is recorded in Matthew 11 all the way to Matthew 6, Mark 11 to Mark 16.
路加福音用五分之一的材料讲到主的罗马礼拜。
Luke allocates one fifth of the content in the final week of Jesus' life.
对路加福音十九章二十八节到路加福音二十四章。
And it is in Luke 19 to 24.
然后我第爱的福音册。
And my favorite gospel, favorite book.
什么呀？
And what is that?
约翰。
And that is the gospel, the book of John.
约翰用一半，一半的材料讲着主的罗马礼拜。
And the content of the gospel of John, one half of it is Jesus' final week.
咱对约翰十二章讲啊，到约翰二十一章是讲着一礼拜定定。
In John chapter 12 all the way to 21 talks about this final week of Jesus' life.
四个福音讲起来有八十九章。
If you the there's 89 chapters in these four gospels.
三分之一的材料是讲到主的罗马礼拜。
And one third of it, the content of one third of it is about Jesus' final week.
主的罗马礼拜是今仔开始。
And the final week starts today.
是中秋节。
And that is this is the Palm Sunday.
中秋节是纪念了主进入了耶路撒冷，进入了圣殿。
And Palm Sunday remembers that Jesus went to Jerusalem and went to the temple.
中秋节有多重要？
How important is Palm Sunday?
这个是咱今仔日咱要思想的。
Today, this is what we will discuss.
这个主的落尾礼拜应该对咱基督徒是一个真大的代志。
This final week is very important to us as Christians.
因为这个改变了你甲我的生活。
Because this changes our lives.
这个主所做伫这个一礼拜里面的信息、的信仰是咱的福音。
And what happened this week is our gospel.
咱的福音在乎主的受苦、主的死、主的复活嘛。
And our gospel is based on Christ's suffering, his death, and his resurrection.
就亲像《使徒行传》第三章十五节，使徒安尼讲：你杀了迄个生命的主，上帝却叫伊对死来讲话，何咱咱同时为伊做见证。
And now, okay, and Acts here it says.That you killed the author of life, but God raised him from the dead. We are witnesses of this.
主若无进入了耶路撒冷，
if Jesus did not enter Jerusalem,
主若无受苦，
if Jesus did not suffer,
主若无死，
if Jesus did not die,
主若无复活，
if Jesus did not rise again,
今仔日你甲我无伫遮啦。
Today you and I are not here.
今仔日阮一生，咱一生归乎主，奉献乎主。接受主是因为有推咱死，有推咱过活。
Today, our whole life, we follow Christ because He died for us and He rose again.
咱对记得，因为伊的死，咱今仔日都生命。
It is remember that because of His death, today we have life.
因为有过活，咱的盼望是正确的。
And because He rose again, our hope is secure.
但是咱今仔日唔是要讲伊的受难。
But today we will not talk about His suffering.
咱伫全家庭体修会，咱去讲到迄个。
In our family retreat, we will discuss about that.
咱今仔日是讲到长树最是伊开始一个圣周的开始。
But today we will talk about the first part of the Holy Week, which is the Palm Sunday.
这个圣周的开始是伊主耶稣进入了耶路撒冷，彰显了伊是弥赛亚。
And this Palm Sunday reminds us that when Jesus went into Jerusalem, this was the time that he was revealing to people that he is the Messiah.
这个伊所彰显的是上帝伫古早已经预备了、已经计划了王的出现。
And this is the time that Jesus revealing what was written long ago, that was discussing about Jesus's kingship.
你若注意看今仔日的圣经，在你看到马太随时讲到是撒加利亚书有记载。
And here it talks about that it is recorded in Zechariah.
真趣味，主耶稣进入未进入了伊伫伊伫迦拿山的时阵，未进入了耶路撒冷，伊切派伊两个门徒去到一个乡村去找驴啊。
Here it records that before Jesus went into Jerusalem, he asked his disciples to look for donkeys.
咱这个故事咱真正熟。
We're familiar with this story.
主耶稣坐驴啊进入了耶路撒冷。
You know about Jesus riding a donkey and going into Jerusalem.
所以你也熟，有看啦。
So if you're familiar with this, we will have an examination.
几只驴啊？
How many donkeys? One, two, three.
几个？
How many donkeys?
啊，你那是主日多大汉，你还想是讲几只啊？
If you grew up in Sunday school, you'll say there was one
donkey. 但是你今仔日读圣经几只？
But if you read the Bible today, how many donkeys were there?
两只，一个驴，啊，一个驴啊，囝。
There was a donkey and a baby donkey or a colt.
所以，麦你主日都相信，那个你讲主耶稣是坐一只驴啊的时阵，你讲唔对，你去查，你讲唔对，两只那两只。
So next time, if your Sunday school tells you that Jesus rode one donkey, you have to tell them no, it's two donkeys. There were two donkeys in the story.
来，我看。
Now the next test.
坐多一只。
Which one did Jesus ride?
两只嘛。
There were two donkeys.
一个老母哈，驴啊。
The mother donkey.The donkey and the baby donkey, the colt. Which one did Jesus ride?
No one answering me.
Sometimes
I cannot hear you, but I can see your mouth moving.
Matthew talks about that the people putting their clothes on the donkey.
但是无讲到伊坐多一只。
But it did not say which one Jesus rode on.
昨天讲坐多一只。
So which one?
无可能主耶稣坐两只啦。
It is not possible that Jesus rode on both donkeys at the same time.
无可能诶代志啊。
It's not possible.
哦，伊也无犯大。
He's not that big.
你若欠债是红木树、红小康木树欠债有可能。
If it's a Pastor Hark, maybe. But he's not that big. But in Zechariah, it talks about that he rode on the colt. Why? Why did Jesus not ride on the donkey, but rather he rode on the colt? First, because it is a revelation of what was written in Zechariah. Because the donkey that the Messiah will ride is a donkey that has never been ridden on. So Jesus did not ride on the mother donkey. But he rode on the colt because that colt has never been ridden on yet. So it was not a big donkey. It was a small donkey. Second, And the prophecy of in Zechariah is very detailed. Matthew specifically talked about the two animals. So Matthew shows that what was happening was revealed, was talked about in the book of Zechariah. And that is that Jesus rode on the small donkey. What does this show us? So here it shows us that when God's plan, it was planned a long time ago, and we only see it much later. And this is written in the Old Testament of Zechariah, chapter 9:9. Zechariah 9:9 says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." When God plans, it is a very detailed plan. Even entering Jerusalem, it even talks about the kind of donkey that Jesus would ride on. Eventually, we'll talk about Jesus' death and his resurrection. You know, all these things that happened was already written in the Old Testament. It has already been planned. So what kind of faith lesson can we learn from this? God will plan about the king's suffering, death, and resurrection. And when he has already planned our salvation, don't you think he has already planned for our lives as well? Many times our problem, many times people live in the past. And today you see many of people like that. They live in their past success, or they will live in their past failures. Some people live on the present. But very few live for the future. You know, as Christians, we do not only live in the present. Our hope and all our work should be for the future. Last week, Pastor Andrew told us. But many times it's so difficult for us to live in the future. Why? Because we do not know what the future holds. Maybe we live in the past. Or maybe we live in the present. But many Christians worry about the future.
When we're
in the when we're in SAC, when we talk about the future, a lot of the older people
react. What about the si amma, amma, angkong, ape, di ne kwai boy.
And when I ask the older people, I ask them, do you worry? And when those ones that raise their hands and say that they don't worry about the future, I'm sure they're lying to me. But as Christians, Jesus told us not to worry. Because he's in control. He takes control of our life. He's already planned for everything, for his glory. And in this plan, we are included in this plan.
So we
Therefore, we can trust him with our life because he is in control of all things. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
伊讲我深信迄个话，通伫恁心内动摇善工的，的确成全这个工，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Here he says, he who has began a good work in us will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
这是上帝工作。This
is Christ's work.
上帝的工作是伊继续伊成全。
God, Christ will plan and he will fulfill his plan. And you and I are in part of God's plan. We do not need to worry because he is a good king. But here's a second faith lesson. As a child of the king, how should we react? We can see that God has already planned everything in detail. Is our service to God the same?
Sometimes
we meet people that are OC. And there are some people that really wants to be very clean. And you see them in the office, they keep cleaning and cleaning. There are people like that. But sometimes they're so detailed with certain things, but they are so lax in other stuff. But our God is perfect in every way. In every work, in all the work, he is perfect. I will not say that our God is OC. Because when we say OC, it's saying that they're compulsive in one thing, but they're lacking other
things.
But when God works, everything he's doing is perfect.
所以当咱看到咱上帝咧做诶代志完全哦，咱对咱做上帝儿女咧做咧侍奉伊咧做耶稣工，咱诶工作是有好还是马马虎虎咧。
So when we see that our God does things perfectly, how do we serve Him? Do we serve Him the same way that God works?
这个咱要去思想。This
is something that we need to think about.
因为伫这个长秋做诶时阵，主诶进入了耶路撒冷，是上帝古早已经计划了实现。
And you can see that the Palm Sunday has already been planned long time ago in detail. At the same time, we see that Messiah is a gentle king. He was a humble king and he rode in a colt. He was very gentle and humble when he entered Jerusalem. I would rather want to see is Jesus riding on a big horse. And I see it, and in my picture, I would want to see him riding on a big white horse.
And
carry a big sword. If you like to watch these martial arts movie, of course, you'd expect him to fly. Just fly onto the horse. This is a picture that I would like to see. But riding on a small donkey, but riding on a small donkey doesn't seem very kingly. But he rode on this small donkey was because this was prophesied in the Old Testament. But when he revealed to people, he was revealing to the Jews that he is the king and the Messiah.
So the
people cannot say that he never revealed himself as a king. When you read the gospel, you see when he was healing people. After he would heal someone, he would tell someone not to tell anyone about this healing. Because the day has not yet come. Do you know what that day is? Is that the day that during the Lent? Is that time means that when he was being crucified? Or did he mean that when he was resurrected again? It isn't. When Jesus was saying that it's not that time yet, that time is the Palm Sunday. Some years when Jesus told people not to tell people about his healing until that day was this Palm Sunday. Because that day is the day what the Old Testament talked about. That day is the Palm Sunday. And Daniel will talk about the exact date that he would reveal himself. If you're very good at calculating, you can read Daniel and it tells you the exact date that Jesus would reveal himself, and it is the exact date during the Palm Sunday. But when he came humbly into the temple, but the leaders did not acknowledge him. What did Jesus say? He said that if you knew what the prophet was talking about that day, you will not say these things. When they exclaimed that Jesus was... What did the people shout when Jesus was going to Jerusalem? Oh, he was saying that the stones would shout. He said that if the people did not exclaim, the stone will as well. Because that day is the day when Jesus would reveal himself as the king, and whether the people will accept him or not. And when he revealed himself, he came with a humble attitude. This is a faith lesson for us. The God we serve, this king, is a gentle and humble king. Likewise, when we serve people, we should also come with a gentle heart. But do not think that Jesus is humble, therefore he is weak. So do not think that he is gentle, that he is afraid. So do not think that because he is a gentle God that he has no capacity of doing anything. But rather he is gentle so that we can come before him without fear. Because he is gentle, we have no fear that we can come and talk to him. Because he is gentle, that we can pray anytime we want. No other religion have this. That anytime you can pray.
咱的上帝叫咱青菜时来到施恩的宝座前啊。
Because the God tells us that we can come to Him before His throne anytime we want.
但是唔通想说伊是温柔的上帝，所以伊是软弱的上帝。
And do not think that because He is a gentle God that He is weak.
在2000年时阵，伊是坐驴啊，加水加的驴。
2000 years ago, He rode in a small donkey.
但是启示六十九章，
But Revelation 19,
主的第二麦过来的时阵
，But when Christ's second coming,
伊是坐白色的大马。
He is riding a big white horse.
今天他是属平安的上帝。
He is a God that grants peace.
今天他是属平安有温柔的王。
Today he grants peace by being a humble king.
你今天你跟我来到主的面前的时候，接受他吃做我们的王的时候，是有平安。
The fact that we accept him as our Lord, we can have peace.
能跟上帝有和好有平安。
That we can be at peace with God.
但是有一日还是有平安。
But one day there will also be peace.
但是迄个王上，这个温柔的王，还是坐白马，带着剑。
But this humble king, one day when he comes back, he will come with a sword.
是咩？如何啊？是咩？男人的武技也袂赢伊啊。
Even these Chinese martial arts cannot fight against him.
迄日也是带来平安。
He will also bring peace in the future.
今仔日你无接受这个温柔的王的平安。
If you do not accept this peace from a humble king now,
有一日伫启示六十九章，你也是接受伊的平安。
One day in Revelation 19, you will also accept his peace.
今仔日接受甲迄日接受无相款。
But acceptingNow and accepting in the future is very different. Today he treats us as a humble king. But in Revelation 19, he will deal with us with a sword. Peace will come.But rather, when do you want to receive the peace?
所以我真鼓励你今仔日，你甲我赶紧会来接受主耶稣这个温柔的王。
Today I will encourage you to accept this king, this humble king.
因为伊现在的平安是你甲我有法通享受，有法通担当的。
Because this peace that he gives us now is something that we can bear.
伊若过来迄款的平安，欠债你甲我。
Because the future when he returns, this kind of peace we talk about is something that maybe we cannot stand.
So we see that God gave him the Messiah,
So we can see that in God's plan, this king is a gentle king. Third thing we see is the people's declaration.
真正趣味在马太福音二十一章第九到十一节，伊安尼讲。何山啊，归地大笔的子孙，奉主的名来的是应当称颂的，君君在上，何山啊。
Here in the people began to cry out, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest.
你就在你的思想里面，你就画一幅图画。
In your, this picture, you need to draw this picture in your head.
主耶稣坐在小的驴啊。
Jesus riding on this small donkey.
他的头前有一个黑老母的驴啊。
Before this small donkey, before Jesus and the small donkey was a mother donkey.
他的边头是他的门徒。
And beside, surrounding him were his disciples.
他们在锡安山啊，在迦拿山咧落去，要进入了圣殿。
In the Cana, a mountain Cana, they were.
In Mount of Olives.
Mount of Olives. Okay.
要进入了圣殿。
They were entering the temple.
人伫圣殿出来，底下来咧话讲，何山啊！大笔的奉啊，大笔的后的啊，奉主的名来是应当称颂的，归归在上，何山啊！
And the people were coming out and they were crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
这个是唔是凊彩讲的？
They did not just say this out of nowhere.
这句话是第四篇是八十八篇二十五二十六节记载。
These words were written in Psalm 118.
所以请咱先开四篇是八十八篇二十五到二十六节。
Let's look at Psalm 118, verse 25 to 26.
诗篇是八十八篇二十五节，等于讲耶和华求你拯救。
Psalm 118:25 it says, O Lord, save us.
二十六节，等于讲奉耶和华的名来的是应当称颂的。
In verse 26 it says, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
英文是O Lord, save us, 耶和华拯救。
O Lord, save us.
汉文也是耶和华拯救。
Says, O Lord, save us.
在希伯来文是你啦。
In the Hebrew, it's only one word.
Hosanna.
And that is Hosanna.
Hosanna 意思就是 耶和上帝拯救了。
And Hosanna means, O Lord, save us.
所以我们汉文我们英文用较多字来翻译 Hosanna 意思是什么。
English and Chinese needs more words to describe what Hosanna
means. 诗篇88篇 是什么样的诗呢？
What kind of psalm is 118, Psalm 118?
是埃及的俄罗斯。
It is an Egyptian praise.
在希伯来文是叫做 Hallel, Egyptian Hallel, 埃及俄罗斯。
Egyptian Hallel means Egyptian praise.
这个埃及俄罗斯是对诗篇183篇到诗篇188篇。
This is from Psalm 113 to 118.
这个是在如月节唱的归休诗。
And this is a song during Passover.
咱教会也，咱也讲不冲用的。
We've not celebrated Passover, maybe a little bit. They celebrate during dinner of Passover. When they're eating their bread and their drink. They have to sing songs. They had a program. All this was in Psalm 113 to 118. But when Jesus was entering, it was not yet the Passover. That Passover was coming that night. So maybe the people were thinking about these songs already. But yet no one would sing it publicly yet. And this is only history that the people sang it for a person during that time. What do these words mean? Hosanna means, O Lord, save us. And where is this salvation coming from? And the salvation comes from the Son of David. This is something very big. If you know the biblical covenant. This is the promise that God is fulfilling to David. Because God promised David that his descendant will one day save the world. And when people say God save us, and Jesus is a descendant of David. And this was very a clear claim.
Then now, he said, Hosanna.
And they shouted Hosanna, and they said Hosanna in the highest. They know that this salvation comes from God. And this comes from the descendant of David. And salvation comes from God. And when God came, this is Jesus coming to the world. And this is what the people were proclaiming by using these words. Earlier, when Brother Miguel, we sang about Via Dolorosa during the suffering. But today, 2,000 years after,
接受主，将人讲伊是代笔的约，伊话当救因。
But 2,000 years after that, people that the descendant of David and that he's here to save the world.
3日以后，
3 days after,
也做人被发讲将伊钉的是离家。
It are the same these people that shouted to crucify Christ.
干那子？
Why?
干那？
Why? Maybe the salvation that they have, that they wanted, maybe it's not the same salvation that Jesus was giving to them.
Maybe
the salvation that they were looking for was to help them with their economy or to be to rid the Romans. Maybe they did not think that God was here to save them from sin.
So
They had their own hope towards this Messiah. They acknowledged that he was the Messiah. They acknowledged that he was a descendant of David. They acknowledged that he can save. But they did not see that God can work salvation in their lives. Today we want a salvation from God.
Kana.
Why?
Kana si lamiti siyongte kiusok. Higi lang to ya chengso etap.
We need to be able to answer why we want God's salvation.
Si inwi lan ay I chokok lan ma.
Is it because we want Him to bless us?
Asi lan ay I ho lan tui lan e take tito tao pang ma.
Or you want to be to be free from our parent, from our mother-in-law. Why do you want to have salvation? Do you want salvation from God? We need to understand why God, Christ saved us. When we have received this grace and this salvation, what is the proper attitude towards God? When we go to Matthew 21, even after all this has happened, some people ask, who is this person? It's funny how when after somebody has seen this whole thing, people were shouting Hosanna, and there are people that ask, who is this person? Maybe the people were asking, what is the name of this person?
So it is
So the crowd's answer here, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. So people were asked, they weren't asking, saying that he is not Messiah. They're not saying that he is not the descendant of David. They agree that he is the Messiah, the descendant of David. But they were asking his name. Even at the end, they know the name of this of Jesus. But at the end, they did not accept him. The first time when Jesus revealed to them that he is the Messiah, the people did not accept him. Today, you and I, have we accepted him? What do you accept him as? Is Jesus the king of your life? This kingship, this king, he will not share with others. This king said that no one person can serve two masters. If he serves one, he cannot serve the other. He will not share his his majesty with others. Is he the Lord of your life? Does he control your daily activity in your life?
The
They were the 2,000 years ago. The Jews were looking for someone that can save them from the from the chains of the Roman Empire.
主耶稣是彰显了伊是因王，伊是管理伊一因的性命的上帝，因无变。
But yet, when Jesus came to be the Lord of their lives, they did not accept Him.
所以今仔日你接受什么款的王？
So today, what kind of king are you accepting?
无简单啊。
This is not easy.
无简单。
This is not easy.
伊是，但是伊是温柔的王。
It's not easy, but he is a gentle
king.
He is a good king. Every time I think of this good king, I keep thinking of the movie, the book Narnia. The book I read, Narnia.
I talked about this, about Lucy.
He was speaking to Beaver.
这个阿斯兰就是这个王啊，这个阿斯兰就是这个杀西，就是主耶稣。
This lion, this which represents Jesus.
阿斯兰，伊是什么款的王啊？
What kind of a king is he?
伊是tame嘛，伊是啊家怪的王嘛。
Is he a tame king?
啊，这个罗奇讲啥呢？
And what did beaver this mouse say?
这个阿斯兰不是家怪的啊。
He said that this lion is not a tame lion.
伊不是无法当无人，无法当家怪伊的。
No one can tame him.
但是伊是好的王啦。
But he is a good king.
咱的上帝
，Our God，
不是家怪的上帝。
He's not a tame God.
伊所做的是超过咱的意念嘛。
What he can do is beyond our understanding.
但是伊是咱的好的王。
But he is our good king. So when we put our lives into the hand of this good king, what he has, we have it as well. So this morning we need to ask ourselves, who is our king? Who is he that we are serving?
你王是马马虎虎的王吗？
Is our king something that's very lax?
你王是真正严的王吗？
Or is your king a strict king?
你王是真正残忍的王吗？
Is your king a cruel king?
还是你王是钱吗？
Is your king money?
还是咱们未记咱的主耶稣是温柔的王？
Remember that our king is a gentle king.
伊不是假怪的。
He cannot tame him.
但是好的。
But he is a good king.
愿您有主耶稣。
May you have Jesus Christ.
愿您有主耶稣做你的王。
May you have Jesus with you.
Let
us pray. Father God, we thank you for this morning's message. Lord, we ask for forgiveness, Lord. Many times when we seek for you, Lord, we do not necessarily seek you, but many times we seek for your blessing. We have our own perception of what we want to serve, but Lord, help us to really know you and to love you. Lord, help us to truly follow you, and not for the blessing, Lord God, but truly just to follow and to seek after you. Lord, you are a good king. Lord, may we learn to put our lives into your hands. May we truly trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.